Leadership, feature. Cooperatives play a critical role in advancing the life of a citizenry in Kenya as a country has witnessed significant improvement in how people have been managing their savings and loans. Over the years, the saving and credit cooperatives, SACCOs, which began way back in 1908, have gained immense popularity, especially in the rural areas, and this has seen a lot in terms of contribution to the economic, agriculture development, as well as eradicating of poverty levels. Currently, there are over 5,000 SACCOs with a membership of over 5 million Kenyans, controlling 30% of the gross domestic product, GDP, and accounting for over cash, 600 billion in the form of assets and savings. Women are resourceful persons and equal partners when it comes to the saving cultures, although policies that regulate the sector have not fully been able to provide women members in cooperatives with the opportunity to participate in decision-making. Studies done show that gender-balanced leadership in SACCOs creates a strong competitive advantage, but the major contributing factor affecting leadership position of women in the cooperatives is deep-rooted socio-cultural norms and practices which put women and girls in a much lower position relative to men and boys. Teresa Wanga, a director at Bandari SACCO, told KNA that time is ripe for women to be involved at the leadership position. Although women empowerment began a couple of decades ago, Wanga said that looking at the history of SACCOs, which mainly start at the grassroots level, it is necessary for women to start getting involved at the lower level. We can empower women by introducing gender committees at grassroots level, and from these committees then they can rise up into positions of leadership, she added, and emphasizing that statistics show women as better savers and also use their money well. Wanga mentioned that culture has played a big role in women not seeking leadership positions, not only in the cooperative movement but across the board. Our culture depicts women are meant to stay at home, take care of the family, and yet they are the farm workers and they are the ones that bring in resources which are placed in the hands of me, she said, and even challenged the Cooperative Alliance of Kenya, CAC, an apex organization of the cooperative movement in Kenya, to ensure that its board at least includes a woman. CAC should lead from the top, as currently the board is male-dominated, she said, but also challenged women, saying leadership is not just given but earned. We have potential and it is time that we are intentional about bringing women into the forefront. Wanga added that Bandari SACCO is among a few SACCOs that have embraced women and that two-third rule is applicable at leadership level. Port SACCO, Supervisory Committee Chairlady, Aisha Hamisi, told KNA that women are normally not recognized, and even in the 20th century there is still gender gap, not only in Kenya but globally. It is the woman that runs the family, that brings up the child, that supports the male who is a husband to improve and develop themselves, so I believe if given the requisite opportunity, education, training and empowerment, they will be able to conquer and become even better leaders, she said. Maureen Achieng Odhiambo, the AG Chief Executive Officer, CEO, of Verona Haruma, a regulated and withdrawable deposit-taking SACCO, says that the biggest challenge emanates from the community way back, because majorly the women were known just to take care of the family. Despite this, she adds that ladies currently are trying to take up the leadership positions, and this is well seen in even in the cooperative sector, where there are quite a number of women CEOs. We have a few CEOs in the SACCO sector, such as the Utafiti and even Mahasibu SACCOs, who are ladies, but I believe that with more empowerment women leaders will continue to take up the role in the up positions, Achieng said. She explained that at Verona Haruma SACCO, they have a total number of 9 board members and 6 of them are ladies. Achieng, however, said that for one to become a leader, they need support, and challenged ladies to support their own when it comes to seek position of leadership. We saw even in the political arena during the previous election, where Martha Karua was nominated to be the running mate of Raila Odinga, majority of the ladies did not turn up to support her. It needs to start by us, she said. The CEO noted that women are also known to be very good savers in the societies, and yet this is not translated into how the same resources can influence the leadership environment for them. We are very creative in terms of even the welfare associations that we form nowadays, but now inculcating the culture of leadership, taking up those leadership positions needs empowerment, deviating from our main responsibility, which is taking care of the family and be able though to balance together with leadership, Achieng said. The Cooperative Alliance of Kenya, CAC, CEO Daniel Marub, says there is direct and positive impacts on women's household and community decision-making power when it comes to access to and control over productive assets. Globally, cooperative leaders and members are working to ensure that increasing women's cooperative leadership and governance remains a primary objective, considering that cooperatives that involve women in the management position succeed more than those cooperatives that have no women in management, he says. The CEO acknowledged that women have become a very strong pillar in the growth and development of cooperatives and challenged them to consider leadership positions. We know that women borrow and pay their loans. The rate of default rates on loans on women is very minimal, since they borrow for a specific purpose and they spend the money for what they borrowed it for, but most of them are not taking up leadership positions in spite of the fact that they are one of the highest savers, Maroub said. The CEO noted that as part of cooperatives taking affirmative action, they are encouraging every cooperative SACO going forward as they carry out their elections to incorporate women and even youth into their boards where decisions are made. The cooperative movement has now recognized that ensuring gender equality is not just the right thing to do, in terms of respecting rights and the cooperative principles, but also makes good business sense given that investing in women has high returns at both the level of the individual enterprise as well as at the macro level in terms of poverty reduction and development.